And I am here with John Peterson. He is the general manager and partner at Folsom Lake Ford. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. Let's get to know you a little bit. How did you get involved in this automotive business?
Well, you know, after graduating college in 1995 from Pacific, I played college golf.
And okay.
Growing up, that was kind of what I really wanted to do after college. Father was in the car business, and I was like, well, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. Let me try the golf thing.
Yeah,
so I actually played professional golf for 6 years right
wow.
out of college. Was fortunate enough to play in one PGA Tour event, and so that kind of kept me going. And I remember driving back from PGA Tour qualifying in 2001, and I did not get through. And my dad and I had a conversation. He's like, look, you're 27 years old, and I think you can make it on tour. But he goes, I really think you should quit playing golf and get in the car business with me. And I think you'll thank me for it down the road. And so that's not what I wanted to hear. But I drove home about 3 hours, and I got home. And he goes, just think about it over the weekend and give me a call on Monday. And I called him on Monday. I said, I think you're right. I think I want to do this. And so I made the commitment. And at the time, we owned the Toyota store next to our Ford store. And I went and sold cars over there in 2001. I think November is when I started.
From pro golfer to sales guy at
sales
a car
guy.
Dealership.
What a transition.
Yeah. Okay. Any regrets?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I look back and he said I'd thank him in about 5 years. You'll thank me for this decision. And I think it was about 18 months. I called him up. I said, you know, Dad, you lied to me about a year and a half ago. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, you told me I would thank you in 5 years. I said, but it's been 18 months and I really want to thank you for talking me out of getting out of the golf circuit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the business. Let's talk about how you're overseeing things today. What's the business like? What are the big challenges that you guys have in operating a car dealership? A series of car dealerships.
Yes. It's a challenge. We have a lot of employees, a lot of different departments, a lot of managers. You know, being we have a Ford store and a Kia store, you know, you're at the will of the manufacturer to provide good products. That's the one piece of it we don't, you know, have any say in.
You bet.
And it's always changing, you know, especially with the internet world over the last 7 or 8 years. You know, it just is constantly changing, and you have to always be thinking of what's the next move and where's business going and, you know, how can I be better in this area? And there's many assets of our business. There's, you know, parts, service, fleet business, used cars. There's just a lot of moving parts, and it's just getting everyone to be on the same team and move in the right direction.
Yes, as entrepreneurs, we can all relate to that issue. So how do you do it? What's the secret?
You know, first thing is you got to have great people. You have to have really good managers. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you know, it starts with having good culture within the store. A lot of car dealerships are known for turnover. We are the complete opposite of that. I've got managers 30 years, 25 years, 20 years. I think I'm one of the newest people there.
Isn't that
at
weird?
12 years.
Yeah.
I think I've hired two managers out of the 16 I have. So I think that is the key, and at least for me and our business, is everyone knows how I believe the organization needs to move forward. Mm-hmm. And we're always talking about what's the next move and how are we going to get better in this area.
So thinking about that culture, and, you know, I always, you know, kind of letting them know what you think, right? Your vision, your philosophies and that kind of thing. How do you communicate that into an organization that size, right? Multiple dealerships, several managers, managers of managers, right? It's where a lot of us would like to be, but to get buy-in from that many people, what do you do?
A lot of communication.
Okay.
You know, we meet every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 o'clock with all the managers.
Okay, so what's that look like? How many people is that?
So that's about 16, 17.
Okay.
That's the upper management.
Monday, Wednesday, yeah. Friday, 16, 17 people lock themselves into which dealership
yeah.
you go to?
We have a conference room at the Ford
okay.
store. Nice and big, comfortable.
Yes, I've been in that.
You probably have.
Time, yes.
We've had some outside meetings uh-huh. there before. And we just, you know, anything that needs to be brought to the table from a different department. It's good that other department managers know what's going on in different areas of the business. So we really try to we really try to make sure that everyone knows what's going on within the stores. And if it's a goal of one department, at least the other department knows what's going on. And that's the key. And then even from below that, you know, I try to communicate every once in a while with the service techs in the shop and middle management, the sales manager. We have a sales meeting every morning on Friday at 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I'm always in that one, assuming I'm in town. So,
yes.
I think communication and then goals. What's our goals?
So, yeah, the top guy being very hands-on. Who sets the goals? Is that the management team or is that you?
It's us collectively. Okay. I obviously have my big goals, but you got to have little goals along the way to hit to the big goals.
Mm-hmm. So, thinking about that, so the car business is changing, right? You mentioned online. We all know that, the way we transport ourselves to and fro is changing. I mean, what's your vision for the future of a car business? Obviously, you've got some strong franchises, but where do you see the business long term?
With product, obviously product's constantly changing. There's going to be more electric, I believe, and autonomous is coming. I think it's farther out than what may seem, but I think it's coming. But, you know, the online thing is another way for customers to communicate with us, to come to, you know, instead of coming to the dealership and walking over the lot. You know, a lot of people reach out online, call in, but it's just another, I tell them, I guess, online just means another mode of communicating with us.
So you guys find a way to embrace the technology versus fight it.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you try to fight it, then you don't know where you're going to go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about family business. So obviously your dad is, the guy that brought you in, talked you out of pro golf. What's it like being in a family business as contrasting with maybe a traditional corporation? You have friends that are in different kinds of businesses. Mm-hmm. Family business different?
Yes, it is different. I mean, obviously it's the only one I've been in, but, obviously my dad started it and took them from really small stores and made his mark on the community. And, as he's kind of moving on and not as active over the last 10 or 12 years, you know, my job was, because we did have a little bit of dip when there were some other people running it in between, his really full time and my full time.
Okay.
Bringing it back to greatness. And, we've really done that. And my team has done an amazing job. And, one thing, my dad and I have a great relationship. When I took over in 2008 in January, first day, he said, look, this is your show now. He goes, unless I think you're doing something completely wrong, I'm not going to tell you how to run the business. And really, we haven't had any issues ever since.
Wow.
So, and him and I communicate a lot, even though he may not, physically be in the office that much, we communicate all the time. And, but we've had a great relationship from the start, and that gave me a lot of confidence when I started as a first-time GM 12 years ago.
Tell me about you and your dad's relationship. Obviously, it's working in terms of the business, but why do you think some fathers connect better than others? Some of us are stuck not really being able to connect with our kids like that, and you guys have found out a way to do that.
I think obviously starts with him, and I think he saw a lot of car dealers and their sons have bad relationships as he was going up in the ranks, and the son saying, my dad micromanaged me, tells me what to do all the time, and he didn't want that with him and I, and I think he trusts me that I'm going to do the best for the stores, best for the family, best for the business, best for our employees, and we've just had that trust. And still even today, I'm proud of what he did, but I know he's proud of what I've done. So,
yeah. Well, thinking about winning mindset, we've been talking about that somewhat today, is like, how do you develop this winning mindset? You were a professional golfer, the highest levels of golf. And I'm wondering where, I think a lot of us want to know how people achieve these extremely high levels. I mean, any thoughts on achievement of success? What separates the really good athletes, really good business people from the extremely good, right? Because there's that difference. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, we want to get over that hump, but it's pretty difficult to do. There's only a few of you that do it.
Yeah, and you know, obviously with the golf world, there's a very few that are up top, and I think playing professional golf for me has helped me so much in the business world, because it was such a difficult sport, and you're on your own, and every week is a whole new week, and you have so many ups and downs, and you get beat up. You know, when there's golf, there's 156 players, there's one winner each week, and so, you know, always constantly trying to be your best each week, translating into business. Now here I am. Same thing, you know, there's only one person on the top, and you want to always strive to be the best within your industry. And I know golf helped me in the business world because of that, because it was such a high pressure, high demand, you know, sinking a 5-foot putt is a lot harder for, you know, money versus, you know, trying to sell someone a car. Mm-hmm. So I think just taking that transition and trying to be great is extremely difficult, but you have to strive to be that.
I wonder where that competitive mindset comes from. Obviously, you're the super nice guy, but somewhere in there is someone with a killer instinct, right? Somebody who will keep going every week in, week out, day in, day out. I mean, I wonder where that comes from in a human being. Did it come from your dad, you know, being hard on you? Yeah. Did you have, you know, something that happened to you where you became competitive? Where is that coming from?
You know, I've been naturally competitive since I was a young kid in sports. I've always wanted to win. I've always wanted to be the best at what I do. But my dad is as well. You know, he's wanted to be number one in the business. Like, that's what he strived for. And I think just the way he taught me growing up to be, you know, the best and competitive. And he pushed me harder than anyone else. Even growing up in the business, he told me it'd take me 5 years to become a manager. So that's what I believed. But I wasn't going to take that. I wanted it sooner. And 18 months later, I was running our Toyota store sale department at the time, which was one of the biggest stores in town. So, you know, and he didn't want, each time I got promoted, he said no. And my managers went to him and said, no, he's ready.
Oh, wow.
So every time I had, it was like a war. Because he wanted me to really, really earn it. And so I had to prove myself along the way at every position.
Is there a part of you that just sort of, like, even growing up and with the golf and everything, just sort of want to make your dad proud? Or was there something else driving you?
You know, I've always wanted to make him proud. But it's really for me. I want to succeed for myself, for my family, show my kids how to be successful.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So let's talk about the family a little bit, right? So what, you are leading by example. What do winning habits, what's a day in the life look like for John Peterson, right? You've got these, I'm sure there's certain things you do that, people can see around you. Is there anything quirky that you do that's like, oh, wow. That's part of his winning mindset. Okay.
Really, you know, I don't like to say that I, you know, I'm always thinking about work 24/7, but I kind of always am.
Okay.
You know, I'm so connected with what's going on, and whether I'm at the store or not, I'm always checking in on things, emails, logging in on my desktop to my, you know, which goes into my desk. I can always run reports. And when I come into work each day, I've already got a plan that I've kind of created in my head or talked about or thought about the night before and things I need to address. And I think just always being prepared to show up to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not necessarily, I don't believe as many hours in the store nowadays is how many hours I'm putting in preparing to get things across.
Interesting. So thinking about the family, let me broaden it out a little bit. What's downtime? So even though you, it sounds like you're like a 24/7 guy, there must be a time where you can shut it off and go hang with those beautiful kids.
Absolutely. I love my time with my kids. They're pretty active in the sports, both playing basketball, which I coach, not head coach, assistant, because I don't like to be the main guy in charge because of timing, but, I love to coach them in that, take them out to the golf course. My getaway is still golf. I still play a lot of competitive events, some nationally.
Yeah, people and are probably always trying to get you on their let's get John on the foursome. What do you think?
Yeah, so that's my getaway is I play 4 to 5 competitive golf tournaments each year, and I prepare for them just because as I prepare back in the day, not as much. You know, I don't have as much time, but that's kind of my getaway. When I go play 18 holes of golf, I come back and I'm just fresh and ready to go.
Interesting. Okay, so let's help the next one in line. Somebody out there in a family business, they're thinking, you know what, do I go outside the family business? Do I go chase my dreams? Do I lock on, take mom or dad's advice and jump in? I mean, advice to the next one in line.
You know, I think if you have an opportunity that's been presented to you and created by someone else, you know, with a family business, you know, I felt like, and maybe I didn't when I was 22 years old graduating college, but, you know, when I quit playing and once I got involved, you know, it was, you know, I had a vision of running it one day from the get-go and what I got to learn and what do I got to do to get there? And I wanted to earn the respect on the way up. So I would always recommend if you have the opportunity, go for it. You know, don't pass up something that's been presented to you. And, you know, like my father, he built the foundation, you know, that was the hard part. You know, my job is to keep it going. And, I'm very fortunate to have that opportunity.
John Peterson, general manager, partner, Folsom Lake Ford, reminding us we just got to go for it. Seize the opportunity. John, thanks for sharing your story today.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you.